You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The first phase of voting for the 18th Lok Sabha elections is underway in 21 states and union territories. Political parties held a hectic campaign in the run-up to the first phase of poll, with the BJP-led NDA seeking a third consecutive term in office under leadership of PM Narendra Modi. The opposition India bloc is seeking to oust the BJP from power. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal filed a petition in Rouse Avenue Court asking authorities to provide insulin in jail. Kejriwal has sought permission to consult his doctor through video conferencing daily for 15 minutes with respect to his acute diabetes and fluctuating blood sugar level. He said since his judicial custody, his blood sugar levels have been fluctuating at an alarming rate due to acute diabetes, which is posing a high risk to his health. The Embassy of India in Abu Dhabi has issued an advisory for Indian passengers travelling to or transiting through the airport to reschedule their non-essential travel till flight operations normalize. In order to assist passengers, the Indian Consulate in Dubai has also operationalized emergency helpline numbers. The development comes amid heavy rains that lashed the United Arab Emirates and caused a flood-like situation. Nearly half of China's major cities are suffering moderate to severe levels of subsidence, putting millions of people at risk of flooding, especially as sea levels rise, as per study. The northern city of Tianjin, home to more than 15 million people, was identified as one of the worst hit. Meanwhile, a separate study published in February said around 6.3 million square kilometers of land across the globe was at risk. The Indian stock market nosedived into negative territory, succumbing to the escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. According to some reports, Iran used air defense batteries in Isfahan. The Israel military and the White House have not made official remarks so far.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.